Well, I'm betting that music sounds familiar to some of you, if not a lot of you. It has to, because the smartphone game Candy Crush Saga has 128 million daily active users. And now the makers of the game are looking for investors. King Digital Entertainment filed for initial public offering today, and here with more is Jason Bellini, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Hi there, Jason.
Hi, Magna.
So 128 million daily active users, that's a lot. Tell us, why is Candy Crush Saga so popular?
So popular. Well, Candy Crush Saga has been among the top grossing games, and it's been among the most frequently downloaded free apps from iPhone's App Store and Google Play. I mean, this is a really colorful, addictive puzzle game. You have these clear rows of candies or jellies, and you bring them down into and you mix in special ingredients to move along from layer to layer, from next level to next level. Now, this game launched on Facebook in April of 2012, but it really took off last year. It's very convenient to play signing in through your Facebook account, and that, I think, is a big factor in its popularity. You can even view the progress of your friends who are playing the game, and you can track their progress on the level map, as well as their scores, and you can ask your friends for help. So this is a really social experience.
Okay, so another measure of the game's popularity is this. I'm looking at the fact that King Digital Entertainment, before it launched Candy Crush Saga, only generated $64 million in revenue. But last year, they had $1.88 billion, and that's just because of the popularity of Candy Crush Saga. I mean, the company's been around for nearly 11 years. Why is this its first major success?
You know, you're right. I mean, this is an overnight success that was over 10 years in the making. They, before this, made over 150 games. None of them really popped the way that this one does. And the company's actually had to pivot twice. It started out as a web business. Now it's a mobile gaming business. And when they face investors' questions about what differentiates their company from the likes of others that have been one-hit wonders, it's going to point out that last year it launched a new game, Papa Pear Saga, and that's joined Candy Crush in the 10 most downloaded apps for Apple devices last December. So they're saying, you know, we found a formula that works.
Okay, so let me ask you, though, how do they actually make money? Because I see that even though they've had more than 500 million downloads of this game, only 4% of players actually spend money on the game.
Well, that's right, and they really have to get players hooked to get them spending money. They kind of nickel and dime you as you play. You make a small payment for bonus items and boosters, you know, from time to time as you're playing. And because this game is so highly addictive, it gets harder to cross to higher levels without using some of these boosters you have to pay for.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier that King Entertainment says it's not going to go the way of other gaming IPOs. And I think maybe Zynga comes to mind.
Zynga.
Yeah, creators of Farmville, they IPO'd in 2011, but share price now is what, 50% less than what it was at IPO? What makes gaming such a fickle industry?
You know, you're right. Zynga's an instructive example. That company's been posting losses for 3 years straight now, and the values of its shares, as you pointed out, plummeting because investors are questioning whether it's going to be able to reliably produce hit games for mobile devices the way it previously did for Facebook. Now, with King, the company hasn't yet decided on an IPO price or stock market valuation, but a person familiar with King's thinking tells The Wall Street Journal it hopes to peg the company at roughly $8 billion to $10 billion, but they're going to face some hard questions during this IPO process from investors about what differentiates them from Zynga, and can it continue to match the fickle tastes of mobile game users?
Jason Bellini with The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.